Zeggen dat Marie Jacob in de zaal pilkers, zeggen dat dat hij aan Shane zich schuw gauw. Okay, so we are continuing the Shem today in Packet Hazayin. In Kibbutz Al Ideakum, we've been in Kibbutz Laktanim. So we discussed that there's an Issa Kibbutz during the Tkufa of Shavuot Shechalbo. And the question that we're going to discuss today is, what if you would do it al yidei akum? In other words, is it only if a Jew is when a Jew does it, so that's showing a hesach hadas from the avelus. But what if he just gives it to a goy? Is that also included in this iser or not? And what about kibbutz of children's clothing that gets dirty very readily? So the Gemara Tainis of Chavtes of the Day says, Shabbos shechal tishabav b'yos besocha, asur musapar l'chabes, amar avnachol l'shono l'chabes v'lubosh, aval l'chabes ul'haniach mutter. And even to just do a kibbutz and wear it afterwards is also. And Amar Rav Sheshes take the batli katsri the Bei Rav, that the laundromats of Bei Rav, they were all closed because there was no business, because you can't even do it. If you could do it, Chabes Ulhaniach, then they should still be open, because Chabes Ulhaniach is permissible. But you see in the Bei Rav that even Chabes Ulhaniach.
Rav Simon, I forgot to mention to you that today's the Yortzeit of Rav Ella, Robertson Ella Soloveitchik.
Oh, we should mention that, yeah, the Yortzeit today of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's Robertson. Rabbi Ella Soloveitchik, who Baruch Hashem I got to know, Rabbi. Remember, we were once visiting Rav Harari and myself. We were visiting Rav Aaron Soloveitchik in Colombia, and right when the Rebbetzin was there, we had a whole conversation with her. Correct, Rav Harari?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. All right. So, your site is today. So, okay, so that's this Gemara here in Tainus on Chavtesim base. But then, if you take a look in Tosus, spoke about the kibbutz of Katana. Right, so Tosas in Tainus of Chavtas of the Beis, Ibra Maskil Dami, towards the bottom. The first word in the line is Aval. Aval mikol mokam yishma nosham b'chabez b'kdeh t'inokos. K'dei lishkov d'avi k'misha eno ela cholok echad. In other words, it says in the Gemara, "Mishein lo el cholok echad mutar lechabes ulechoyed," because you only have cholok echad. So a child, even though he may have more than one cholok echad, but he constantly gets things dirty. So, so therefore, there's always going to be a replenishment. So, bigdei ktanim, bigdei hatinokus is also considered like mishein lo el cholok echad. But But this is talking about Chol HaMoed. This is talking about Chol HaMoed. That they could do it. So let's see how that plays a role to Tisha B'Av or not. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, says Shavua Shechal B'Tishbav Asur L'Saper L'Chabes Afilu Ein Rotz Olav Shohat Alav Anich Lachar Tishbav Afilu Ein Lo El Cholok Echad Asur. So here he for this halacha he says Afilu Ein Lo El Cholok Echad Asur. Not like what we saw in Tosfos L'Gabei Chol HaMoed. And he says, "Feel in rotsa v'lav shalatal anifu lachar tishabov. I feel in olam chokal acharosa. Ein hamechubasi mikodem. And the things that bein lilbosh bein latziyah b'hem is us." Then he says, "I feel the pachas haydaim ashulchan also bekibu shalon umutar."
Can I ask a question concerning the union of kibus?
Yeah.
We keep going back and forth. In other words, lechora the reason on chovet on Chol HaMoed, it's a matter of malacha, whereas here it's a matter of either of simcha or hesach hadas.
Right.
Now, lemaisa, there are many things that are mesiach da'atenu much more than kibbutz.
Right.
So, the question is, how flexible is this?
How what? What's the word? How?
Flexible is it?
Flexible, right. Because you're saying that there are
we have no hesach hadas by putting something in the washing machine or bringing it to the dry cleaner.
Right, right. So that was a question that some discussed. In other words, are they really talking about the kibbutz of today? Because I think Rav Shechter said Rav Halap once gave a share of this about, you know, those days kibbutz meant you went for hours by the river and it was a whole thing. So the question is, how does that play a role for the kibbutz that we have today, where it takes, you know, just put it in, they press a button, and it's all over. Right, so we have to see how that's gonna. Okay, so let's learn more of the packet, and we'll see what we could come up with. Let's see what we can come up with. So, but your question stands, stands strong as a very good point. How does that work in today? So let's see what we can see. Then he writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, the kibbutz shalanu mutar, aval giyutz shalanu asur. So what is called the kibbutz shalanu? We'll have to see. And then at the bottom of the Ramah, he discusses, what if you give it to a guy? Right. What if you give it to a guy? So if you look in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph in the Ramah, where I put the arrow on the right side, it says, Rosh Liten Kelim Choveses Kusis, Lachabes, Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech. So the question is like this: when you give it to a Choveses, that's also, what is it? You're just giving it, right? And they're going to do all the work. And yet, the Ramah is machmer on that. So even though, in terms of time, because the guy is the one who's going to spend 4 hours at the river, and not you. And yet, the Shulchan Aruch says also liten kelim uchoveses kusis l'chabes mirish kodesh.
But he's not going to spend 4 hours either.
Well, what is he going to spend?
He'll also press a few buttons, that's all.
No, but not in this, yeah, right. Bizman Hazeh, right. Bizman Hazeh, right.
Well, how about the Ramah's time?
You come to the Ramah,
yeah.
So he was going to spend 4 hours and you were going to spend nothing. You were going to just pay him, and yet they still asked it for you. Oh. So let's see. Now let's look at the Bach on page 4. So it says, literally, says the Bach, on Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Afi menagein lesser kibbutz min chodesh, afilu bishadim, das haramban. Lami dina hu, and then lami tikkun kelim yesh losam yesh chodesh, afilu bishadim. Avu pishenu b'chol miyut simcha, tisparas kvisa. Nira od lufia din ein yisr ela shalo yichabet se yisrael ba'atzla. So he says the Iger din is really only Israel. So he says that really he thinks that it should be okay, right? Because you're not Masih Das, like you said, Rabar. Yeah, yes. Give me share now, so I'll call you back. Okay. And on page 9 it says also Tain also Maria Lite Begodim Chovis Namar Ashkodeshav. So that's the question. Right, so your question still remains standing, you know, because see, Bach is the one who says that he thinks that really it's mutter mikayim, how is they going? Right? That's the Bach here that we saw on page 4. It says, Nira od dolfi adin ein iser. So at the bottom, the Bach. Ella shalom yichabes Yisrael ba'atzmo. Right? So let's see what else we can see here.
Excuse me, Rabbi. Doesn't the same thing apply in Chol HaMoed? You can't give it to a goy to do your laundry or the dry cleaners?
Right.
It has nothing to do with the Hesachadah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah.
Amir Alakum.
Yeah, Amir Alakum. So look on page 14 and 15. So there's the Sefer Mata Yehuda. The Or Chaim. This kind of page. So he writes, but also the Chovesas on page 15. Avogav the Tosis. So Mehem Yotza Yisra Zeh, Lohuskar Akum. Right, the Tosfos was the Ramah that he's quoting. Where's the Ramah? The Ramah we saw on page 3, and the Tosfos. Because Lamra Ram Aleph, Dibur Maskel Travayu. So he says, so back to page 15. It says, Nikomoko Mishra Hu Mishum Israel Hanosin, but the Sidoso Kerum Gubma Mechapsam Reu Sikh Daito. Just to, right, they're in full say, just to give it. So he's saying that from this halacha, you see that just to give it. So once you're doing something of an action, even though it's takes a, how long does it take? You put your clothing together, it takes a minute. But you're giving it to him somehow in that mindset that you're giving your clothing to be is a way of the mode of post Tishabov, so to speak, of having clean clothes. And so even though you're not going to wear it, but once you do that, once you assume like this Ramah. So then, even things that are, in terms of time, are very insignificant, but the action represents something, say. And the action itself, to give the goy, to claim him to wash, is Hesach Hadas.
A different mindset.
He said, Mikol Mokom Yishkulu Ba'akom Yitei Lo Kodem Rosh Kodesh. Then Israel, but also in Rosh Chodesh Veil, but again, COVID, Israel also in Mechabit Achav, Nisas Achodesh. So he says that if you give it to him beforehand, so then that's okay. Even though he's not going to be washing it, maybe you gave it beforehand. But Shein Ken, also in COVID, Israel, then it's going to be awesome. even though Yisrael you also gave before, but he's going to wash it. But this idea of giving it apparently has some idea, even in a Maisa that's, just takes a minute. But that action represents that you're not holding so, you're not thinking so much on the Avelis angle anymore. You're already holding, your mindset is a VS.
That could be because if you were to do it, it would be a big deal, maybe. It would be, so therefore, even doing it, even just giving it to a guy, your head is in the kvisa, right?
Your head's in the kvisa, exactly.
But today, again, I'm harping on it a little bit, but I'm, for the first time in many years, I'm trying to bring out the points. If I drop off my pants at the dry cleaners on the way to Mincha, that's nothing to do with my mindset. I also have to stop at the post office. I mean,
it's part of your routine. It's part of your routine. You go here, you go to. Yeah, okay. We're going to see more. No, but you're making a good point. Let's see more. Let's see what else we could see on this topic. So let's see. Right. He has here on page 17 in the Sefer Kol HaMesabel Aleha, Rabbi Yosef Mordechai Pak on page 17. He says, Tama Izim Matanim Bufash Roshnei Tamim Lissa Kibas Mishum Hesach Hadas Mishum Simcha.
Rabbi Pack is my neighbor.
Rabbi Pack?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
This fellow, Yosef Mordechai?
Yeah.
Really? So you should tell him, I love the Sefer.
Okay, I see him on, he dabbles with us usually on Shabbat. I usually see him on Shabbos, I'll tell him.
Yeah, please, yeah, wow. Who, he's an Israeli?
No, he's American. American. He was my father's neighbor, actually, at one point. Very close neighbor.
Yeah. We're in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, he was in Malay Amos for a time, and then he came back to Yerushalayim.
Yeah, Rabbi Chalab has a son in Malay Amos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, Zev?
Yeah, Zev Chalab. Yeah, Zev Chalab.
Big Tamachav.
Yeah, but tell him, I think this is the best Sefer I ever saw written on Bein HaBasar. Okay.
I'll tell him. I will definitely tell him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's the... Okay, it's still... Okay, but that's what the... So take a look on page 18. She knows the God of Achar Yerushkosh. Because of Ramah, also lead ten Kalim and Kovesses, and the Yehudis and Chabis and Yerushkosh Veilach. Nechlo Achron and Yisru Mishum Simcha Mishum Hesach Hadas. And footnote 84 on page 18 says, L'das HaBach, Medina in Israel, Shalom Yichabis Yisrael Ba'atzma. So, right, so the Bach is the best, closest with you. Because the Bach says, really, when you give it to a guy, it's really mutter min hadin. The Isser is really when you're Mechabes. And it could be that he was only talking about kibbutz that took, you know, some time, like this, like some people have pointed out. It's just a minute that we ask even Al Yidei Goy, maybe not to make a mistake. But he says that the Bachshit is Medina is an Isser, it's only when the Israel is Mechabes. In the Prima Godim, says it's Simcha. Mishum Simcha lo kshenosim b'kodav v'kobes. May time ma'af l'kofsim akum osulite. Lo mishul de masich da'as me'avelis. Then on page 19, he says, at Ezek Gil Mutul Chavish Shar Big Day Khatan. So he writes here, he writes four opinions. He says either Adil Sholosh, he quotes that from the Levush. Adil Arba, Adil Chinuch, or Kol Khatan. The Prima Godim. And then he has a piece here. On page 2, on page 20, number 2, he says, kibbutz b'chonis kviso, das poskim mutul chabis habe b'kibbik nekrononim yachet b'chonis kviso. He quotes here from Mivim b'shem Hagon Rav Yosef Shalom Al Yashiv. And then the Yerushalmi on page 21, Yerushalmi speaks about Big Day Ketan. So the Yerushalmi here is in Moed Katan, in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. So Yerushalmi asks, "Big Day Ketanim Mahi?" So he says, "I'm alone. Kamisha Ein Lo Alacholok Echad." Because just like Big Day Ketanim always getting dirty, so too if you have a Cholok Echad, it's going to get dirty. And the Hilchos Machos of the Maharal Mirutberg discusses this as well. And that's here on Hilchos Machos on page 23. Hilchos Machos of Maran B'Rutenberg. That's Os Yud Zayin. Yusham Volkum of Yosef Vigdik Tanamayim, and Hul, Mishayu El Cholokecha. Loma Kidarka Shoktanam is Lachlech, the tit of its soul Todir. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch here. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Asur l'gdolim l'saper l'ktanim l'chabes k'susa b'shabazu." Mil begodim shemalachlofin behem haktanim l'gamer shemutzim behem rei mashtinim behem. The diapers, you know, the old diapers. Hanivadai mishra shorim afilu shar k'tanim nogim l'hakem. Rafilu the big day shar. So he says, really, it's awesome, but Rafilu what? The things that are not diapers. Nogim l'hakem. Even though the Shulchan Aruch is machmer here. So, what's the idea? So, if you look, Take a look for a second. In the page 32 of the Orla Tzia. Where he discusses Kibbutz Big Day Ketana. The Or L'Tzion here is Kehla Gimel, and it's on Perek Chav Zayin of Adresh Mem Tes on page 32. It says L'Inyan Big Kibbutz Big Day Ketanim B'Beis Yosef Hevi M'Shem Aram Shoso L'Chabes Big Day Ketanim Shabuzu Kozal Zeh Shlo Reinu V'Lo Shemanu Misho Nohakei. So he says, really, it's also. So that's okay. He says, also, from Lusham, the Hainu B'nai Beis, with Gimel Shon. Does it mean any cotton or only very, very young? So he says today, he says, Hainu B'zmanim, Shbnei Gimel Shonim, Hayupachas Malacha. In those days, the 3-year-olds, they wouldn't be machlif as much. Says 6-year-old, 7-year-olds. But he says even a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, he gets dirty quickly. So mutar l'chafsam. It has to be not just a little l'chluch. So the soup fell.
You can't wash a lot of them.
Yeah. Rav Yashiv here on page 27 writes, he discusses the union of kibbutz, you know, during he writes here on Amud Tov Ayin Gimel. He says, "Ktanim Adil Shnei Mesri Yesh Lachan Labrisham Godim Chupasim." You can until 12. He says the next thing about diapers. He told him shows him at the time tzochem putul chavis kapsen mitzina. And then he says, "Yiladim b'gdil tzas yosei gadol os nun ches shikvar einam mislachim mitzoa rach b'chol chayi yevshar lahachim b'hem b'gadim l'chol tishas hayonim yesh lachim l'chavit b'hem shavu shachal b'hor roi lahachim." Sometimes it's not practical that they'll have enough clothes. But in Nun Tes, he says, "Kim shapsim big dek tanim b'chol osel hosif b'chol big dek dolo." But this is a discussion. Rav Scheinberg, I think, permits legabe chol moed. If you're doing a wash for the tanim, you can put even clothing of gedolim. But he says here, for at least for Beinu Tzorim, but not. Okay. So the kids are, we have this this halacha either because of Simcha or because of Hesach Hadas. And so if you hold that giving it to a guy is Medina, so then it's like the mindset is, even though, but if you hold like the Bach, that giving it to a guy is just a minhag, this. The realist is only when you do it yourself. So then that's what Rav Aaron was saying, that that could be a discussion about, you know, do we really, because maybe the only Hesach Hadas is if you're really doing the action. And then you could have a further discussion about the things that take very quickly, like the about discussion that some have about the you know, the washing machines of today. Okay. So I think we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue about the packet Yud Zayin Issa, and we'll see. But Ezer Hashem, we'll still have Shiur Mlad next week as well. I'm not sure if it's the whole week or part of the week. And then we'll have the, we'll start the Beit Hazman. Usually officially in Yeshiva's Tisha B'Av is this man, but we could go. There's no aver of Baltosis.
That's bad.
Yeah. You know what they say in the yeshivish joke is that all this manim end by a tainus. So like the kaitz man ends with Tisha B'Av, Elul's man ends with Yom Kippur, and the cynics say that and Chorev's man ends with the tiny sester, even though it really ends the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but people are already a Miss Rachel, so they say, oh, it always ends with a tiny. So, okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow will continue, and tomorrow's Thursday, so we'll do Parsha Shavua as well, Bez Hashem. Okay. Okay, have a good day. Talk to
you. Oh, yeah.
Are you here tomorrow? Okay, I'm going to need you.